When the mummers march tomorrow morning, regular spectators will see acts they've never seen on Broad Street. Three new brigades are taking part in the parade this year, drawn from different cultural traditions across the city. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on the new Diversity Division.
The century-old Mummers Parade is one of the oldest traditional folk parades in America, but it represents a singular culture, mostly white, working-class Philadelphians donning golden slippers. For the first time, parade organizers have sought out groups from other cultures into the so-called Philadelphia Division, including this African-American drill team. Second to None is a competitive drill team based in West Philadelphia. It was founded 11 years ago by Nakia Laws, who says drilling and strutting are not so very far apart.
A lot of the fancy brigade does a lot of what the drill team does. When we're in competition, it's kind of like a show you're putting on a show, like a nice little production. So you come up with a theme, then you try to execute that theme into a drill team.
The Second to None performance will be Transformers, with space-age suits and robotic movements. Law says most of her dancers and drummers have never been to a Mummers Parade before.
A couple of them say, I always watched it on TV, but I've never been there in person. I'm like, yeah, that's me too, because I've never been in person. I always wanted to go to the fancy, which is the indoor part of the parade, but I usually watch it on TV.
And that's the point. To get more people on Broad Street. Earlier this year, Philadelphia's Human Relations Commission urged the Mummers to diversify its brigades. There had been complaints of offensive depictions in the past, and the whole production has become quite insular. Participation in the parade has declined in recent years, and the Mummers know that to stay alive, they have to find new audiences. In North Philadelphia, Puerto Rican dancers and musicians rehearse their Mummers routine. Los Bomberos de Calle is using traditional costumes of the Vigilantes. They have masks with big spikes radiating out of them. Choreographer Christopher Avalez says they come out of a Puerto Rican folk tradition.
There is a story that these Vigilantes were used for scaring children back to their homes when they were out too late past their curfew. So these Vigilantes would just jump out of the woods or something and try and scare these kids back home, you know.
Los Bomberos de Calle started about 2 years ago to revive Puerto Rican culture in North Philadelphia. It had been dying out, says founder Anthony Mendez. So marching with the Mummers is a symbiotic relationship. The Mummers will be able to draw Puerto Ricans who had never attended the parade before, and Mendez gets to showcase Puerto Rican culture on a citywide stage.
As far as the costumes and masks, they're very similar. As far as the colors, they have this clown-like, you know, effect. The characters act a little crazy when dancing a little bit. So there's some similarities, but because of the different culture, you're going to see a little bit different language and the percussion that we play.
This new Mummers Division will also feature a Mexican folk performance troupe called Carnavaleros and the Miss Fancy Brigade, a troupe of drag queens that's actually been with the parade for 3 years already. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.